弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, my brothers and sisters.
我先代表若歌教会的黄子佳牧师，还有所有的牧长同工弟兄姐妹们问候大家好。
I represent the whole committee and the people, elders and the pastors from All Brothers Church to say hello to you.
多半的人，很多的人是今天晚上第一次见面，但是我已经来了两天了。
I'll be here for 2 days, maybe this is the first time we get to see you.
我这次其实是为了这贵教会的宣道联会，我从这个泰国就急急忙忙的赶了回来，所以下来的时候还是我的姊妹开车把我带下来，免得我在饭桌睡着了。
So I'm here especially for this meeting. I just hired myself from Thailand, and my wife, my sister also in the Lord. So many young people, mamas today.
但是好像还不够小的样子。
Not too young, though.
你知道为什么外国的教会，所谓美国西方的教会，他们宣教士那么多呢？
Do you know why the Western church they have so many missionaries?
因为他们从小的时候就看到他们教会回来做见证，然后又到宣道工厂，从小到大就看着许许多多的宣教士。小的时候心里面就想要将来有一天也要做宣教士。
So this is a little child, they have this determination that...
我们中国教会好像不到年纪很大的时候好像都太小不能出去。
In Chinese church, there's a little lacking of this enthusiasm because we always want to get mature to go out.
所以我下到青年部，然后到儿童部一起去开展。
So now I'm kind of expanding the missionary idea concept from really adults to the youth and to the really young children.
我都忘记不了，去年有一天我参加一个婚礼，看到两个小孩子，都是11、12岁的小孩子，我们教会的。我就说，你将来要不要宣道啊
？Still remember that in your wedding, there's an 11-year-old children in our church asking.
你知道他们怎么回答说呢
？Want to be a missionary?
他们说 I cannot wait. 他们十一二岁就一心想要去宣道了，我心里好老怀大慰。
So, I'm very comforted by their enthusiasm.
真是求主让众国教会呢，真是把宣教的事情当成我们最重要的职分之一。
So may the Lord really put this fire in our hearts, that Chinese people can put mission in our heart.
不让众国教会只成为一个听到的教会、领受的教会、享受的教会，然后不能给的教会。
Chinese church will not just be a church who enjoys God's blessing, but also a gateway to this blessing.
今天我们读的四个地方的圣经都很重要。
The four sections we have read today very important.
第一个地方的圣经是圣经里面几乎最明显的记载到宣教的事情。
The first section in Abraham Bible.
就包括了要向万国传扬他的福分，他的福音。
In his blessing, the God that endowed Abraham, there's this containment of mission.
第二个地方，诗篇67篇是旧约的大使命。
Well, in the Psalm 67 is actually the Great Commission in the Old Testament.
第三个地方是新约的大使命。
The third place, Matthew 28, is the Great Commission in New Testament.
然后第四个地方是主耶稣自己的宣教和他的吩咐。
The fourth, which is the Matthew 9, chapter 9, is actually his own commandments and words.
今天我们刚开始唱的那一首诗歌，第一首诗歌讲到宣教的中国。
For the first song we have sung today is the Evangelical Mission in China.
这首诗歌我以前也唱过。
I sung it before.
但是感动我最深的一次是在2004年的时候。
But I was moved most in 2004.
当我
，I was in at a time in the most east place of the Tajikistan.
在这个吉尔吉斯坦的回教人中间，我们在那个地方做宣教工作的时候。
In 新疆 actually, under the mountain of the Tian Shan, and I was doing a mission there.Among the minority people.
当我们开始回程的时候
When we returned,
我们就朝着西方的 Bishkek 那个地方开车过去要五个多小时。
I drove about 5 hours towards that western point.
陪我去的宣教士就告诉我说，他说余长老，你知不知道这个天山这个后面一翻过去就是中国的新疆。
Yes, and the missionary company said that across this mountain, the heavy mountain, will be 新疆。
忧伤。
My heart was very sorrowful at that time.
因为我的心一直想要在中国宣教。
My heart yearns for China.
我过去几年也一直在中国宣教。
And I have been doing missionaries, mission works in China.
所以让我有机会能够和中国的最大的一些宣道的团队的领袖们在那里给他们培训。
I have a great opportunity doing partnership with the leaders of the evangelical missions in China.
我甚至于想要说，我们能够全家搬到大西北去，然后在那个地方偶尔回来看看孩子就可以。
I always want to really move to the northwest north in China. That's a good place. Just to see my children once in a while was fine to me.
那神但是把我带到另外一个工厂。所以当我心所爱的中国居然在我的背后，我离它越来越远的时候，我的心的里面在唱一首诗歌，中国啊中国啊，我为你哭泣，为你流泪。我在向神说，神啊，那是我所爱的中国，但是我却背它而去，向着西方而去。我说为什么呢？
I said to my Lord, this is the beloved China, but I have to leave, I have to go to the west. Why?
我根本就想都没有想到，忽然这首诗歌在我心里出来，迈开步伐，向着耶路撒冷，无论风霜雪雨，往前去传扬主的名。
All of a sudden, this word came into my heart. I really stride forward to Jerusalem.
然后神的圣灵充满在我的心中，把那个喜乐，把那个凌云壮志放在我的心中。我们为着神的国度向西而去。
The Holy Spirit really filled my heart with strength and determination, and we stride.
带着使命向前走
with the mission,
带着意向向前走
with the mission, with the vision,
要看到一个宣教的中国
to see a missionary China,
把福音传遍世界每一个角落
preach the gospel, bring the gospel, life gospel to every ends of the earth.
我的心里面充满了喜乐那个时候
my heart was full of joy.
神可以把一个忧伤的心在一瞬间变成了充满了喜乐
God can turn a sorrowful heart into joyful, rejoicing heart in a minute.
因为我们与他同行
Because we walk with him.
刚才我们唱的另外一首诗歌 I put your people in my heart.
I put your people in my heart.
我们在宣道传福音的时候
We really do missionary.
我们是把它当作一件工作来
I put people in my heart.
I put your people in my heart.
I put your people in my heart.
除非我们有耶稣基督的 compassion.
If we don't have a compassion on Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督这个怜悯的心肠
passionate and loving heart,
宣教不过是教会的一个事工人
the mission will be just a task.
当我们充满了耶稣的爱的时候
We're full of his love,
我们的里面就充满了神的能力
We're full of the power from God,
我们的里面就停不下来
we are compelled to go.
但愿这个福音的火能够燃烧在中国教会的当中
It's still the fire really.
中国教会不再是一个局外人。中国教会真正的能够成为二十一世纪的宣教的大国。我们中国有十三亿的人口。
China has 1.3 billion people.
在全世界占了五分之一的人口。
1/5 of the whole population in the world.
但是我们的宣教士只有2000多人。
We have only 2,000 missionaries.
根本不成比例。小到一个无法形容的地步。我有许多韩国的宣教的朋友。
I have many Korean missionaries.
大约在30年前左右吧，韩国的宣教士在欢送他们第100个宣教士。
About 30 years ago, the Korean people they really say farewell to the 100th missionary.
那个时候，中国教会已经有1000多个宣教士在。
That time, Chinese church had already 1,000 missionaries.
隔了20多年而已。
Just 20 years past,
韩国教会在差派第10000个宣教士。
Our Korean church has sent 10,000.
中国教会不过2000个宣教士。
The Chinese church has only 20.
现在韩国教会已经差派了20000个宣教士了。
Our Korean church has sent 20,000.
中国教会不过只有2500个宣教士。
We have only 2,500.
中国教会到底在干什么
What are we doing here?
难怪这首诗歌会说唤醒沉睡的中国教会。
One of the songs says,
都在为着自己里面鸡毛蒜皮的小事情在这个地方吗？
Consumed by, trivialities.
都在为着皇宫里面神所给我们的享受在这个地方追求今天。都要向我们算账。
And the Lord will ask for the reckoning with us.
神给我们这么丰富的环境。
He endowed us with such a good environment.
这么好的装备。
Equipment.
我们却在他的面前好像在工厂上闲在一样。
We're kind of idling away.
不一定要到远方去谈着宣教，这是我两天晚上
讲。We don't need to go outside to the far ends of the earth.
我们在我们的本地，在我们的家中，在我们的朋友当中、同事当中，我们一样传福音宣教。
So locally, from colleagues, from friends, relatives, we can be missionary.
让人从撒旦权下归向神。
That people can be removed from the power of Satan.
从黑暗中归向光明。
From darkness to light.
弟兄姐妹们，我们得到这么多的福分。
We have so much blessings, my brothers and sisters.
Make me a blessing.
And make me blessing for others.
我很快的跟大家讲一下我今天要和大家来分享。
I'm going to summarize what I'm going to talk today.
这个地方是神呼召亚伯拉罕。
This is the God's calling for Abraham.
我等一下会讲，所以我就先过去了。
I passed this at the moment.
这个诗篇我们也读过了。
I read this as well, the Psalm 67.
要神怜悯我们，赐福给我们，然后。
We can share the road, the way of life to others.
让全世界，让所有的国家都知道救恩。
So may all nations know the salvation.
不是只有我们的本地。
Not all just local and Chinese people.
神的心在万国，在全世界。
His heart is among all nations.
所以为什么我们要宣道
？That's why we need to be missionary.
若不然，我们在本地传福音就够了。
Otherwise, we can just stay here.
第四节是上面没有的，因为神有一天要得着这个国度。
Because God's kingdom will be really all in all.
所以我们今天为他预备他的百姓。
We're preparing the people for God.
在大使命的里面，我们都知道是从第十八节开始的，因为耶稣得到天上地下所有的权柄。
The Great Commission starting from the verse 18, chapter 8.
我们本身一无所能。
We have nothing. We can do nothing.
哪怕我们受到再好的训练。
Even if we were equipped the best way.
若是我们没有充满神的圣灵，我们义无能力。
The Holy Spirit does not empower us. We are powerless.
我刚才就想到我的一个朋友杨义哲牧师在金三角那里做宣教的工作。
I remember my friend 杨义哲 pastor doing missionary in the Golden Triangle.
因为他带了许多吸毒的人信了耶稣。
He led really drug addicts to Jesus.
那边的黑道认为他妨害他们的生意了，生意不好了。
So the black, you know, the drug addicts and
所以他们就要杀他。
Business,
然后他们的风俗呢，每一年呢，杀他的时候要杀两次，一定要杀死。
So they have a custom of killing him every year twice.
如果两次杀不死的话呢，就两年之内不能动他。
Within two years, you can't touch him if you don't kill him.
我去的时候，他说他们已经杀他两次都没有杀死。
So they said that they have tried to kill him twice, but without.Success.
所以他现在还有两年，最起码没有人会杀他了。
At least he has 2 years to survive. I mean, without being touched.
他真的是活在那种黑暗征战的里面，神都保守他。
He's really living in struggle, but really God bless him.
他说他有一次到这个他在台北缅甸那边传福音。
So once he went to preach the gospel in the northern part of Thailand, Myanmar.
Myanmar. 他有一次到了乡间去传福音的时候。他的车子就坏了，不能开了。
His car broke down.
然后他就请来最好的修理匠来修车子，怎么修都修不好。
So he invited the mechanics to.
就在这个时候呢，有一个人呢从旁边走过来。
The one passerby.
然后非常的阴森，面带这个冷笑呢，就在那里讲了一句话。
But this person really a sullen face and said something coldly.
他说：“我已经祈祷我的大神了。”让你这个人呢，车子发动不了，而且让你死在这里。
I pray to my great God that your car will not start and you will die here.
这个人就是当地的巫师。
This is the witch doctor for the local.
那杨义哲本来在牧师啊，本来在等这个人修车子。
Actually, he was Pastor Yang was waiting for the person.
他一听到这件事情呢，他就和那个人说不要修了。
And he said to them, don't do any fixing now.
这个不是 mechanical issue.
It's not mechanical issue.
这个是 spiritual warfare issue.
Spiritual warfare.
所以他就走到那个他就和那个人讲。
He talked to the witch doctor.
我要让你知道我的神才是真的神。
I'll tell you that my God is a great God.
我不但要离开这里。
Not only I'll not leave here.
我将来要回来找你。
I'll come back to find you.
他就把那个手按在那个车子上，奉主耶稣的名为车子祷告。
So he prayed for the car.
让众人认识你才是独一的真神。
People know that you're the living and true God.
他就走到车子上面打开这个钥匙就要开。
And turn the engine.
把那个 engineer 吓坏了。
And the engineer was really frightened.
但你知道吗？他一打车子，砰就起来了。
And the car really started right away.
把那个牧师脸都吓得苍白，
然后
就跑往外跑。
Really scared away.
因为杨牧师有事情要赶快走，他就说我会回来找你的。
I'm going to find you next time.
所以在外面，耶稣基督的权柄在我们的身上，所有的势力在主的面前都要倒下来。
You see, in the world, the authority of Jesus Christ is in us.
我们在这边翘着二郎腿看报纸、听音乐、看电视的时候，你要圣灵浇灌充满干嘛
？If you read just the newspapers here, enjoying the TV.Why are you empowered by the Holy Spirit?
神的话每一句都在宣道工厂的上面会应验。
Every word of God will be fulfilled.
我们没有经历神的大能，因为我们不肯让我们到前线去。
The reason we do not experience the power of God because we don't want to give up.
前线并不见得在远方。前线并不见得在远方，前线可能就在你的电视机里面，可能就在你的电脑的网络里面。
The battlefield is not necessarily in the far field. Maybe just here in a computer.In front of television.
你能够不被你的电脑网住，能够站起来。
If you're not enslaved by this kind of activity, you rise up.
活着就是基督。
And to live is Christ.
那不论你到哪里去，你都是一个宣教士。
Wherever you go, you're a missionary.
这里讲到你们要去。
Go,
使外民做我的门徒
to make disciples of all nations,
给他们施洗
baptizing
教训他们
teaching them,
与你们同在
and I'll be with you always.
你们如果看过 Warren Wisby 的纸边标杆和这个标杆人生的话他我不知道是不是他的书上写的他把他把教会的五个施工放在一起去就是去 serve
if you read Warren Wisby
就是服事的部门的施工
and the service actually is
使外民做主的门徒就是 mission 和 gospel
servant mission
就是你们教会的名字还有 all ministry build up his church,
discipleship is an all ministry.
然后给万民施洗的，就是进入基督的身体，变成 carry ministry.
Carry in the body of Christ Jesus.
然后讲到教训的，就是 education.
Education to teachings.
然后主常与我们同在，在他的 presence and glory 里面，我们就是 worship.
Worship.
所以有人就用大使命和大诫命合在一起，把教会所有的施工融合在一起。
So condense the ministries of the church into this great
vision. 所以大使命并不是照着字面，我们认为我们都很熟了。
Not that we're very familiar just from the words.
我们可以把它 apply 在我们所有的施工当中。
Apply to every mission, every ministry we'll be doing.
啊，这个我等一下也会去讲一下。讲到耶稣的怜悯的心肠。
Matthew 9 is talking about this compassionate, caring heart of Jesus Christ.
好，这里讲到耶稣的榜样。
And it's an example and model for us.
宣教的策略在这个里面。
The strategy of preaching of the missionary is here.
耶稣走遍各城各乡。
But he really visits all the villages and countryside.
我们在美国多半是开车哈，很少走路。
In the United States, we drive most of the time.
我到外面去宣教的时候呢，除非是参加 conference， 吃得太好，要不然都会瘦下来。
Usually when I go outside to the missionary, I would just slim down because unless I eat too much.
因为别的国家没有那么多车子好坐，都是走路。
In other countries, no cars.
啊
，we have to walk.
那最起码你要走路，你要站起来，然后你要出去，
so、at least,
你要出去。
You have to rise up.
我们不是坐在这个地方等别人来，我们要起来，要出去。耶稣走遍。
So Jesus really walks out.
城市和乡镇。
Visiting all the countries, cities.
今天在许多的国家都开始注重这个城市的布道和职场施工。
In many countries now we focus on the city ministry.
因为今天的趋势是乡村包围城市，但是也是乡村移民到城市里面去。
Because the trend here is the countryside encircling the city.
这个 urbanization 是一个必然的趋势。
It's a is the church organization.
中国教会的城市的福音和教会的建造是将来最重要的一环。
The most crucial point is the building up of the urban ministry in the church.
慢慢会形成一个非常重要的一个据点，不是过去家庭教会、乡村教会独大的一个场面。
It's going to be a very important headquarters, not just the countryside.
所以城市乡村都去，而且是走遍每一个地方。
Really, to every village, every corner.
这个走遍里面也让我们能够想到，是包括耶路撒冷。犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，所有的地方都包括在里面，才叫做遍。
So it included the
教训信徒。第二个是传福音给这一些福音朋友。第三个，医治关怀全人的。
Three step strategies. One is discipleship. The other is preaching the gospel. The third is a whole holistic ministry.Whenever aspect we get involved, it's missionary.
其实所有神国的事工都是息息相关的，并不见得是宣教士才做宣教的事工。我们教主日学，培养出来一般主的门徒，也是宣教的事工。
So all the ministries of the kingdom of God are really interrelated. So being a teacher is also part of missionary as well.
所以我鼓励在座的每一个人都在宣教的岗位里面找到一个地方你可以参与。
I encourage every one of you to find a position.It is great commission.
即使你为宣教士祷告或者支持他们金钱上面的需要，然后常常关心写信给他们，都是参与的宣教。
You're writing, you're donating, you're praying for the missionaries and then writing to them is also part of ministry as well.
耶稣是我们最伟大的宣教士，是我们的榜样。他来是要寻找拯救世上的人。
Jesus Christ is the great missionary, is our example and good model.
今天
He comes to save what is lost.
今天其实在我们的身边很多世上的人，只是我们看而不见。
There are people lost around us, full of this kind of people.
若是主开启我们的眼睛，我们可以看到许多人的需要。你把耶稣给他的时候，他整个生命改变。我们常常没有。
When the Lord reopened our eyes, we can see the need of people surrounding us that can bring the Jesus life there.
你们现在教堂已经满满的，坐不下，有没有第二堂？
We don't have a second session here.
如果你们都去传福音的话，你们第二堂也坐不下。
So if we go outside to the missionary, then we will have two more sessions.
不去传福音的话，你们也觉得很高兴，已经坐满了。
If we were content to have just one session full of people,
为什么不分一半呢？变成两堂，然后再去把它坐满两堂呢？
We want to set it into two sessions, and then we have two more full sessions.
然后一面再想想看，神是不是给你们建堂
？To see that people, the God will lead us to establish a church.
啊，常常有的时候，不合适的 waiting 就是 wasting。
So the impromptu waiting is actually wasted.
你在同样的时间里面可以做很多很多的事情，但是你等的话一事无成，反而斗志消耗。你们是一个非常有潜力，而且祷告非常好的教会。
Your church full of potential.
很少教会像你们这样祷告。
Very few people can pray.
所以你们有足够的潜力，可以去再增加一堂。
You have potential to really increase people. Another session.
愿神祝福你们。
May God bless you.
啊，人之来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
The Son of Man comes here not to be served, but to serve people.
不要再做王子江牧师，你们听说过吧？他以前是中华福音神学院 CES 的院长。
Used to be the principal of the
CES. 97年就到我们教会来了。
He came to our church in 1997.
然后他有时候出去宣道多一点的时候，弟兄姐妹们，他就告诉我说，弟兄姐妹们会说啊，牧师怎么出去跑那么多
？We were very busy outside doing missionary. Brothers and sisters are kind of wondering why go outside so much.
其实我大概是我们若干教会最慈祥的长老。
I'm actually the most person who enjoys luxury and staying warm.
黄子江牧师在这里已经十二年、十三年了。
The past one has been here for 12 or 13 years.
他在神学院教学生的话，三年、四年就毕业了。
He teaching in a seminary, three or four years people graduate.
你都可以早就毕业四年，还在这里留校查看。
Well, you should have graduated a long time ago, but you stay here.
他在这个地方说不要离开我，不要离开我。我说你要做非比到什么时候
？You can't be baby for all the time, asking pastor to be with you all the time.
不但黄牧师去，你跟着去。
You should follow him, not just he goes.
你就马上长大了。
You grow up quickly.
啊，没有一个人敢讲。
Nobody can answer me, of course. Also, an example of a good shepherd.
世上的我必寻找，放逐的我必领回，受伤的我必缠裹，有病的我必医治，也要秉公牧养他。
The lost I will search, and the exile I will lead back, and the wounded I will bind, and the diseased I will heal.And I will shepherd them in my righteousness.
所以这是耶稣基督要来所做的事情。
This is what Jesus Christ comes to do.
也是我们去宣道所要做的事情。
This is what we should do in missionary field.
在宣道工厂，许许多多受伤的人。
There are many people wounded.
所以我也鼓励哈，将来如果宣道的话，不但让你牧师去，让侍牧也跟着去。
So I encourage not just the pastor, but the wife of the pastor.
因为许多的姐妹的难处比弟兄大得多，但是没有人关照她。
Because the sisters usually have more suffering sometimes, but nobody really.
因为很多的教会啊，都是把这个钱算得很紧，尤其是同工会啊，把钱算得紧紧的。所以啊，牧师出去或牧师要请来呢，都卡得紧紧的，哪里有师母的预算在里面？
Because usually the church are very tight-fisted and budget-wise, so there's no money for the pastor's wife usually can go out.
那牧师自己掏腰包也掏不出来。
Of course, pastor can afford from his own pocket.
所以很多的时候都是牧师这些大牌的这个牧师们飞来飞去到各个地方讲道，然后姊妹们那些有难处的都没有办法去单独找这个牧师。
So pastor leaders, they fly from there to preaching, and their sisters stay at home.
师母去的话，能够坐下来和他们听他们流泪，听他们的苦楚，为他们祷告，帮助他们，这个教会的里面的很多的问题就可以慢慢的回去。
The sisters of pastors, or the wife of pastor comfort them, they can listen to them, they're confiding, and they can comfort them, and it's great.
好，所以姐妹如果得到很好的牧养和安慰的话，这个家里面就可以可能有一天恢复起来，可以好好的。
The sisters are really comforted and cared for. The whole family will raise up.
好，这是刚才我们所说的创世纪第一个宣教的呼召亚伯拉罕。
This is the first commission, this first calling.
啊，使人得福的呼召和使命。
This is the calling of blessing and mission.
啊，第一个神说我要赐福给你。
And God said, "I will bless you."
这是我们90%的基督徒追求的东西。
This is what
God 在上加的。
All blessings from God.
有了还要嫁给我。
And blessing of blessing.
啊，这就是我们圣徒90%的祷告。
Maybe this is status of 90%.
啊，为别人祷告也是在说。我们都喜欢这一个。
We love this.
但是给这一个是有一个使命的。
But there's a condition.
给这一个是有一个原因的。
Attached to the blessing.
若是你就停在你身上的话，福有一天就没有了。
And your blessing stops when your blessing will disappear.
那个福倒了，不是真的倒了，那个倒了是都倒出去了。
The blessing will be downpoured.
因为你也要使别人的。
Because you have to be a blessing to others.
也许另外9%的基督徒呢？是真正做到使别人得福。
Maybe the other 9% of Christians.
他信了主之后，整个家门。
The whole family are blessed.
他信了主之后，他的同事都蒙。
And colleagues are blessed.
有一个女孩子呢，嫁到一个人家里面去。
The one sister is married to a family.
啊，是一个基督徒，嫁过去以后天天唱歌。
Every day she sings happily.
从那天开始，所有的牛呢，那个牛奶都比以前多得多。
Really, the cows produce more milk.
啊，所有的鸡都开始下蛋。
All chickens lay eggs.
啊，因为他的福不但及到他的家人，连他家里的这些狗、这些猫、不是牛啊、那个猪啊、羊啊，全部都得福了。
From her to the creatures, God's creation as well.
啊，所以我们不要把福扣在自己身上。
We don't reserve the blessing for ourselves.
把这个福带给我们旁边的亲人朋友。
We should bring the blessings to people around us.
不要让恩典扣在你的身上。
Don't just reserve the grace.
这样的基督徒不太多。
Not very many Christians.
因为很多的基督徒都为着自己的生活在那个地方忙碌。
They're struggling for their own life.
很少把爱分给别人。
They cannot share love.
这个世界最缺少的不是金钱和物质，缺少的是爱和关
爱。The world lacks most, yearns most is love.
你说年轻人很难和他理解，对不对？但是你爱他的话，那就是最好的语言。
Young men, if you love them, that's the most powerful language.
虽然他讨厌你啰嗦，但是最起码他欣赏你的爱。
If you don't, though they're kind of they're tired of your
story. 所以父母亲聪明一点的话少多，话少多一点，爱多一点。
Speak less and love more, parents.
真正的是这一个，
是万国的福。And all nations will be blessed through you.
让神的福分能够到地极那一个没有福音到的地方去。
The blessing of God can go, extend, can flow into the ends of the earth.
我昨天晚上讲的若个教会的宣道不是锦上添花，是雪中送炭。
So I told you that last night the missionary of Baptist Church is not to, is to really explore the unexplored field.
我昨天晚上也说了，我是这个 Christa 的他们的 International Board Director， 因为他们的工作是到。LRP, this rich people group, 就是说没有传道人的地方去，没有教堂的地方去传。
So I was a board director for the for the Restar International Mission. Their mission is to bring the gospel to the place where nobody has heard of gospel.
保罗说，我不在基督的名被传过的地方、称过的地方去传福音，因为那里已经福音传到了。我要到那个耶稣的名都没有听过的地方去传福音。
Just like Paul says.He wants to go to a place where he has never heard of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，你觉得保罗这句话是不是很狂呢？
Do you think he's very arrogant in saying that?
你们会不会觉得这句话离我们很远呢？
Do you think it's so far away from us?
其实一点都不远。
It's not very far away from us.
我如果再取英文名字，我就会取名字叫 Paul.
If I give myself a name,
我太喜欢他了。
I love the Paul.、So、
而且他讲的话太那个 touch 我的 heart.
His words touch my heart.
我就是希望能够到基督的名没有传过的地方去传。
I want to go where people have not heard of.
到没有传道人的地方去传道。
Where there's no missionaries.
到没有教堂、没有团契的地方去传。
Where there's no fellowship in church.
啊，那保罗讲这个话是因为使命感。
Because out of sense of mission, he said that.
因为是体贴神的心肠。
Because he knows the heart of Jesus Christ.
知道神爱那一些世上的流离失所的、没有听过福音的，神的心一直在说：谁肯为我去呢？
He knows that God pines for those who have never heard of Him.
我们因为替天主的心，所以靠着主的恩典和能力，我们诸能得胜。
We know the heart of Jesus. With His grace, we can be victorious.
啊，我英文不好。
My English is not very good.
但是到了外面宣道的时候就很。人家想尽办法用我的这个只要能够词能达意，而且加上我的 body language 哈，能够让别人都能够听得懂。
Try my best and exert all my strength using body language, everything I can do to really reach out to make message cross.
为着主放心啊、壮啊、怎么什么放心壮胆。
So for God's sake, I'm bold.
为什么死要面子怕英文讲不好不敢讲？
Why should I be ashamed of my poor English?
因为死人是不会害羞的。
The people have died to the cross.
你为着主钉在十字架上已经死了，还会害羞吗？
We're not ashamed.
就不以福音为耻。
So we're not never ashamed of the gospel.
你看那些宣教士来中国的时候学那个中文多痛苦。
See the missionaries coming to China, foreign missionaries.
他们说要有所罗门的智慧，要有马祖沙拉的收束，巴拉巴拉，那么难才学中文。
To learn Chinese.
但是你知道，第一个来中国的马吕逊，25岁来中国。
You know the first missionary to China, the Marison.
25岁来中国
，Morrison，Morrison，、yes.
然后他在27年中间，不但把圣经翻成中文
，Within 27 years, he translated the whole Bible into Chinese.
而且写了那个中英大字典、英中大字典。我和我妻子去了宇宙光，看到他的原版，看到他出来的那个东西，简直是好几大本的字典，就是一个老外写出来的。
He wrote it.
人家学中文，教外国人学中文的人都要杀头，何况是外国人。
In Qing Dynasty, nobody can be allowed to teach the foreigners to Chinese. Will be cut off. The head will be cut off.
他不是只有把今天简易的简体字的这些几千个中文中国字把它翻成英文，他是几万个所有的中国字都把它翻成英文。
He has translated all the traditional characters, tens of thousands of characters into Chinese.
当你看到这一些他们的工作，也看到这些宣教士的传记的话。你在神的面前真是要匍匐敬拜。
If you read their autobiography, you really worship God.
他们是这个世界不配有的人。
They are the very rare people on earth.
甚至于是这个教会都不配听他做见证的。
We're not worthy to listen to their testimony.
因为我们离开主的心意太远。
And we're far away from Jesus' heart.
但是我们在主的面前，有一天我们要面对 the true moment.
We have to face the true judgment.
神的光一光照的时候，我们所有的 excuses 都不见。
甚至
还有今天，甚至还有今天，让别人念我们的祝
福。So long as we have today, let us be a blessing to others.
今天最需要的还不是全职的宣教士，对不起。需要的是代职的宣教士。
What needed most is a missionaries
professional,
professional missionary with a profession, missionaries with profession.
有 business 的 marketplace 的
business marketplace.
你才能够进到回教国家，进到这些不要基督徒、不要宣教士进去的国家。
You can enter the country, the Muslim country, where they prohibit the Christian people.
你才能够借助你的工作，做做你的 business, 能够让别人接触福音。
So you can bring the gospel through your work, professional work. I mean.
Anyway,
Praise God was in Egypt.
对，亚历山大。
Alexander.
我和一个宣教士的领袖在谈。
So if the Chinese people, Chinese Christians want to have partnership with you, which
country
do you want to
go? 去利比亚。
Go to Libya.
我说坏利比亚这么危险的国家。
Why Libya is so dangerous country?
他说因为我们都进不去。
Because we cannot go there.
只有你们中国人进去。
Only Chinese people can enter there.
你们中国基督徒只要进去，走到哪里，祷告到哪里，不要传福音就好。
If you enter the country, you don't need to pray or preach. Just enter.
把神的国度带到中间，借着你们的祷告，让这个国家开始从基本上面开始有神的神的儿女进去。
So you witness and bring the kingdom of God to the country.
啊，这个整个国家里面现在一共只有十五个人基督徒。
Because in the whole country, only 15 people are Christians.
但是在神没有难成的事情。
There's nothing impossible.
阿萨克斯坦在二十年前也只有十个基督徒。
20 years ago, Tajikistan, the Muslim country, was only
今天已经将近两万个基督徒。
Christians now 20,000.
最大的一个教会有七千人。
The largest one is 7,000.
是一对的韩国牧师啊，十八年前到那边去成立的。
Planted church planted by a Korean missionary about 18 years ago.
他们夫妻两个在那个地方开始传福音，然后把这个教会建立起来，用了许许多多的智慧。
The Korean couple went there to preach gospel and plant a church with all wisdom from God.
他现在那个教堂可以盖五千，可以坐五千人。
So 2 years ago, I had a hard time to contact him because he was really failed by the people.
去年那个政府就给他下了一个命令，24小时离开这个地方，被赶出去。
So the government gave him an ultimatum: leave within 24 hours.
然后他的全家48小时全部离开。
The whole family left within 48 hours.
有许多当地的领袖，
他
们上书给他们的总统，上书给他们的国会，说我们的牧师师母是最爱我们的，像我们的父母一样，你们为什么把他们赶出去？我们要他们回来。
They protested to the government, say that the pastor and pastor wife love us so much, we want them back.
到一个地步，这些人从心里面发出来的这种爱的呼唤，对他们的赶债，让这个国家没有办法受得了。
The country was moved by the calling of love, and the country cannot stand it.
所以这个回教国家的政府就下了一个就做了一件事，在电视上面公开向全国道歉，然后请他们全家。
The government really did something unprecedented. They confessed their mistakes even on television and then asked them back.
所以这个六月份我去的时候，和他们夫妻一起在一起吃饭的时候，他们告诉我。
This past June, I had dinner with them and they told me this.
啊，他是我在中亚合作的伙伴之一。
Then one of my partners in the center.
我到哪里都看到韩国人。
Everywhere I go, I see Korean missionaries.
我中国人多半在中国人圈子中间。
Usually Chinese people within the Chinese circles.
少数的马来西亚、新加坡、香港的偶尔看到。
Minority will be the Malaysia and then Singapore.
中国大陆、台湾出去的多半在有中国餐馆的地方。
So the Chinese from mainland China and Taiwanese they usually concentrated in the Chinese restaurants, near Chinese restaurants.
希望将来在未得之地，越来越多的中国人来。
We'll see more Chinese people in an unexplored field in the future.
好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
The whole world will know thy way, and the whole nation know thy salvation.
这个目的是要让列邦都能够称赞神，列国万国都能够称赞神。
The whole nation will worship and praise you.
好。对，去使万民做我的门徒，为的叫世界得自己的道路，万国得自己的救恩。这是把旧约的大使命和新约的大使命连在一起的一
节。The link between the Great Commission in the Old Testament and New Testament.
中国世界人口最多。
Chinese has the most populous country in China, in the world.
也是最大的无神论国家。
It's also the largest atheist country.
最多的世上的灵魂。
Many lost souls.
从1807年以来，西方宣教士一批一批的前赴后继的来到中国，生离死别，病死异乡，或者被杀寻道，来服侍了中国两百年。
Since 1807, the Western missionaries came to China, leaving their countries, the family and friends, and then suffering.Even martyring themselves.
他们其实离他们其实和我们关系很近，没有他们，我们中间很多人今天都不会做。
Without missionaries, we cannot be saved. Actually,
我的家原来是一个佛教的家庭。
My family used to be a Buddhist.
我的祖母每天早晨天不亮就起来垫木鱼烧香拜拜。
My grandmother was actually practicing the Buddhist.
也是一个西方宣教士，姓白的，把我祖母带进了主，然后我们全家信主。
The West missionary called West missionary and a lead whole family to Christ.
所以我们今天六个兄弟里面有四个全时间在侍奉着，包括一个于洪杰最小的，你们很多人知道。
So four of my six brothers brethren all serving God full time.
你们今天有人在听于洪杰牧师的带子听过对不对
？Have you heard that 于洪杰 pastor?
如果没有那个宣教士，你们今天就听不到于洪杰的带子。
Without that Western missionary, you cannot listen to.
那这么多的宣教士把我们这么多的中国人带进主，我们今天才有这么多的基督徒。
We owe great debt to the Western missionaries who lead the Chinese people to Christ.
今天还有许多像以前的中国一样，关了门不肯进，让宣教士进来，进来的就杀头。那这些地方的福音，难道我们中国人就不去还债吗？
So now there are many countries close the doors to the gospel, cutting people's heads.
还是让别人去寻道，我们只在这个地方做礼拜吗？
Do we think we have an obligation to go to that country?
这个就是马里逊。
This is Morrison.
啊，戴德森。
This is Hudson.
Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
啊，这些人都死在中国的义和团事件里面。
They all died in the Chinese box.
那甚至有的宣教士说，我虽然在中国的语言还不太好。
Even though the missionary says my Chinese is not very good.
但是我能够来到这个我所爱的这个国家，站在地上呼吸它的空气，我死而无憾。
I have no regret dying because I come to this beloved country breathing.
我们有这个爱吗
？Do we have this kind of love from Christ?
我们有神的这样子的爱吗？去爱那一些我们所不知道的那些落后的那一些化外之民吗
？Do we have the love of Christ to love those people who have never heard Christ?
啊，这个我就不多讲了。假如说中国的中，因为今天讲中国，所以第一次唐朝进到中国，这是明朝。
The third is the Ming Dynasty.
然后有1806年到1860年的沿海，就是马里逊。
So the 1807-60 was the other coastal area, the Morrison.
啊，1861-1900戴德森的内地会。
So the Hudson Taylor Inland.
然后教会发展1901-1948，就是在这个中国中共这个能够解放这个之前。
Development before the Chinese Communist Party came.
然后这个之后。
And later after the Chinese Communist Party came to power.
据所有的统计资料告诉我们，在1949年的时候，中国的基督徒有800,000人。
According to statistics in 1949, there are 800,000 Christians in China.
到现在最少有80,000人。
Now,
8,000,000人，百倍的增长。
Hundreds of fold increase.
在苦难当中，神的道从来不会被消灭的。
The way of cross prospers in suffering.
在苦难当中，教会长得最快。
In suffering, church grows.
因为当人在面对生命的时候，才发现什么是真的，什么是永恒。
People are faced with life and death, they know what is true, what is not true.
只有享受
what is eternal, what is temporal.
只有享受可以腐化基督徒的心灵。
Luxury can corrupt our hearts.
苦难让我们清醒。
But suffering really,
教会不增长，有的时候就是苦难太少，享福太多。
Church does not grow very much because there's not really no suffering very much.
所以这一个荒漠甘泉说，上帝不得不有的时候给我们一点苦难，我们才会来报答一下。
So the Madam Kayan says.Sometimes God gives us suffering to wake us up.
So, William Curry 去了印度，李文斯顿去了非洲，然后
India and Livingstone goes to Africa.
许多人来到中国，死在中国。
Many people came to China and died in China.
马里逊葬在澳门，我有他的照片，但是这个照片我都有，但是没有时间。
Taylor Hudson buried in Changsha.
然后富人人葬在宝山，还有很多死在庚子全烂等等，死无葬身之地的更多。
So people they're not burial grounds.
我们中国人真是欠了宣教士的债。
The Chinese owe the debts.
我们不能作为一个无主不感恩的。
We cannot be an ungrateful country.
我们有责任。
We have obligation.
我们有使命。
We have mission.
我们也不是外人，我们都是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
反观中国教会，许多教会只是受，不能给。
So let's reflect on our status of Chinese church.
自己的需要当先，只注重自己生长，缺少国度胸怀。
We seem to be a people who only receive and not give.
在宣。
All emphasis on our own growth, but doesn't have the heart for the kingdom of God.
归回耶路撒冷的。其中一个领袖马可牧师，他有一次做了一个异象，做了一个异梦。
So Pastor Mark has had a vision.
Back to Jerusalem.
Back to Jerusalem had a vision.
Yeah, 他做了一个梦，好像一个水池呢，一直往中间流水。
It's a pool of water coming forward.
永远不会满。
Center, never full.
他就问主说：“主啊，这是什么事情
？”I ask Lord, what is it?
你要告诉我什么
？What do you want to tell me?
主说：“这就像中国教会一样。
”It's like the Church of China.
中间有个洞。
There's a hole, black hole in the center.
一直吸收人家给我们，人家给我们，人家给我们，我们一直吸收，一直吸收，我们就永远不会满。
Ever absorbing, never letting out, never radiating.
他说：“神啊，那么你要我做什么
？”What do you want me to do, God?
神说：“你要给出去。
”So give.
把福音向西传出去。
And preach gospel westward.
那个时候也是 OMF 内地会的戴荣敏老牧师在那边带领他们。
Inland missionary.
Hudson Taylor 的 father， 那 no James Taylor 的 father。
James Taylor's father。
所以他们就成立了这个福音辩传会，开始把福音要带回耶路撒冷。
Established this。
这大概是65年前中国教会宣教史上全世界都知道的一个历史事实。
Because it's quite a fact in Chinese history that they established this committee to preach the gospel westward。
这几年归回耶路撒冷运动又开始了，是要响应神给中国教会没有完成的使命。继续的把福音传到西方去。
So the past few years, the China is answering God's calling and back to Jerusalem,
bringing God's gospel. 西边传过天山，然后穿过中亚洲到中东去。
Across the heaven mountain, across Central Asia to East.
北边经过西伯利亚、苏俄这样的东欧国家，把福音传过去。
Russia and the Eastern country.
全地把福音传起来。
And a whole movement,
很多的西方的宣道机构都参加这个工作。
Many international Western missionary organizations get involved in the back to Jerusalem.
我也是这一次的归回耶路撒冷的这个创始人之一。
I'm one of the founders for the back to Jerusalem.
所以在全世界各个地方就寻找能够为着福音的缘故能够一起合作的合作伙伴。
Seeking partnerships all over the world for this movement.
中国教会应该去。
So we need to go, Chinese church.
是万民做我的门。
Make all nations disciples.
在神没有难成的事情。
There's nothing impossible for God.
我们要不停的去我们不能够不去。
We need to keep forward, keep going forward.
因为我的东西可能太多讲不完所以主用了许多的西方宣教士，今天也要用愿意献身的中国宣教士。
God used many Western missionaries now.He also wants to use the Chinese missionaries who want to dedicate themselves.
从本地到地级，从佛教国家到佛教国家。
From local to the ends of the earth, from Buddhist country to the Muslim country.
我们再说了，使万国得福，让他们都能够敬拜神、荣耀神。
All nations be blessed, and then we can worship and praise God.
那么教会就要成全圣徒，都能够做主的门徒。
Church can really equip the disciples.
因为我们不是门徒，我们就不能够让别人做主的。
Unless we are disciples, we cannot make disciples.
所以成全圣徒是非常重要的事情。基地。
It's a headquarters for discipleship and also sending out.
一个不成熟的教会也不没有办法做宣教的事。
An immature church cannot do the work of missionary.
你们教会蛮成熟的了。
I think your church is mature now.
有一点已经非常成熟了。
One point is very mature.
再不出去的话，很多果子要掉下来。
If you go out, if you don't go out again,
掉在本地挤在一起，发不出芽来。
Fruits will fall down from trees. Not really. be fruitful.
到外面去的话，让人家吃了可以身体健壮。
So go outside and then people can be.
掉在地上也是一下就长起来。
The fruit can be really a nutritious for the people.
所以我盼望今天神向里面的心说话，不是听我讲什么。
God can speak to your hearts today.
神能够辅导你进入他的工厂。
God can call you into his house.
神能够辅导你跟随他往前走。
God can call you.
他在哪里？你在哪里？
Where he is, you are.
体贴他的心肠。
You can know his.
把你一生。
Second year in a junior, eighth grader.
我根本糊里糊涂不知道什么叫奉献，但是就知道主呼召我就把自己献。把我全家吓坏了以外，我要做传道人不上去了。
My whole family was frightened, so that I'm going to be full time.
我都不知道他们怕什么。
Missionary, but I don't know why they are so afraid.
但是神虽然没有呼。
You know, God did not call me out that time to be full time missionary, but I know God, pastor.
但是后来这也让我全时间做宣教。
But later on he called me to the full-time mission.
对，中国教会要走，也要在本地要走进美国社会。
We also need to walk into the culture, the American culture, and locally.
因为耶路撒冷传福音给万民，也包括我们的邻街的居民，中国的各国的移民。
The gospel sharing to all nations, including the our neighbors here.And immigration in the country.
你看我写这个话，中国教会需要走出自己的四合院、四面墙。
So I said,
and walls. 我也不怕那些牧师们生气。
I'm not afraid of the pastors being angry.
反正他们也拿我没办法。
You can do nothing about me.
很多中国教会就活在自己的四合院里面。
Chinese church sometimes live in their own world.
我还没有讲象牙塔。
I didn't say it for pagoda, ivory pagoda.
然后到一个地步自我欣赏。
Very narcissistic sometimes.
根本不知道神要我们出去。
Don't know that God called us to go outside.
耶稣基督不是只为我们死。
Jesus Christ did not die for us alone.
神爱世人。
He so loved the world. The souls of the world.
而且很多人就拿了我们的这个 doctrine 在这个地方讲哦，神要他得救一定会得救，因为神预定的，所以我们不需要传福音，传的也白传，反正神要他得救，不传也会得救。
Some people use the doctrine election to make excuse for them not going outside.
然后心安理得的做神学家去了，去讲课。
And then just
也不要传福音，也不要宣道。
Not preaching, not missionary.
我相信在神的话语上面他站不住的。
I think he cannot stand.
不管他说有名的神学家，甚至院长。
Regardless whether he is a very famous theologian or not.
也不要在自我中心，才不会像一盘散沙。
We should not be a self-centered, so we can unite together.
只会利己不自利人，只求自我成长。教会信徒团契之间的个人至少门前雪，不理他人华章。
How about the Chinese church? Only mending their own business and their own growth.
你们这么一个好的教会，如果去真的是全力走上宣教的话，那真是不得了。
If you should dedicate yourself to missionary, it's unimaginable.
真是不得了，很多在属灵里面失业的人呢，都会找到很好的工作。
So the people who are lost in their spiritual pursuit, they find good jobs.
外面失业没那么了不起哈，在神的面前失业，将来有一天不得了。
If you're jobless in front of God, that's a horrible thing.
中国教会的宣教士你在哪里
？Where are you, the Chinese missionaries?
你要等到何时才肯出去呢
？How long?The church sent out Barnabas and Saul.
所以我在我们教会一直要黄牧师出去。
So I insisted Pastor Huang go out.
最好的出去，他不出去我还替他排。
So I made arrangements for him to go out.
当年其实我们请他的时候，他告诉我说：“穆迪啊，已经太晚了，已经有13个教会和神学院请我去牧会和做院长了，你在这边不太可能了。”
At that time when I invited him to our church, he said, "Oh, no, too late. There are certain institutions."
你知道我怎么和他讲的？到最后他来我们教会的吗？
What did you think when I said to him that he came to our church?
我说黄院长，有一件事你要知道，我们做个教会是一个神国度的教会。
Mr. Huang, one thing you need to know, our church, Wonder Church, is the church of the kingdom of God.
李秀全在 Boston 的时候，他们教会只让他一年出去四个主日。
Well, in Boston, he was allowed to go outside on 3 Sundays.
你们附近那个刘传章牧师呢，只让他出去六个礼拜。
Some of the people only six weeks.
江德森老。我说你来我们教会，你要出去几次都没关系，只要是神国度的事情。
So to our church, you can go how many times you want, only so long as it's for the business of kingdom of God.
只要不要超过52次就。
Not over 52 weeks with the whole year.
后来他真的来了。
And And then he came eventually.
然后他只要他出去，从来没有第二句话，完全省过来。
So long as he goes outside, he never hinders.
所以可以他出去带许多国家的所有的牧长训练，然后研经培灵等等布道会等等培训。
He went to many nations, leading the people leaders there to train them.
为了神的国度，把我们最好的送出去。
And we send the best we have for the kingdom.
因为外面的需要太大。
The need outside is huge.
在这个地方讲的话，有还有人打瞌睡，他现在不好，什么红烧。牧师肉、清蒸、蒋元排骨
Now it's too picky, but the outside is a huge, enormous need.
中国教会要打开大门，齐心努力。
Chinese children to open the doors and then work together.
教会领袖要同心祷告，榜样领导。
The leaders need to pray together wholeheartedly in unity.
宣道机构教会要一同成长。
And evangelical institutions and church should go hand in hand, going together.
破除自我，不惧山头，不插旗子。这个很多人听不懂啊！
Self-denial,
神伯伯听得懂，插旗子。
Self-denial, not establish yourself.
到哪里插个旗子，这是我的，别人不可以来。
And occupy the territory.
然后大家争来争去，然后把人家旗子拔掉，这现在变成我们的。
So we can get rid of this territorial thinking in gospel preaching.
在正道上同归于。
So we can be.
这是我对中国教会的大领袖讲的，这些有百万人以上的领袖讲的话。
I told the leaders actually, the leaders who really govern like hundreds of thousands.Unified in a loving fellowship.
福音上齐心努力。
Work together in gospel sharing.
我说组织上务必统一。
But there's no need to unify.
不要去搞外面。
The organizations know.
这个是我几年前写的话，我没有改它。
I wrote it several years ago. I didn't change it.
对不起，有人给我写，以后把我翻译英文 ，I will appreciate. 我只有中文的 version.
I appreciate the English translation.
我们大家一起念一遍，好不好
？Let's read together.
请。
The 21st mission in China is actually the manifest love of God and power. And God brings the Chinese people to all the ends of the earth. In the suffering China, God has raised up thousands of disciples.In trials, he has modeled the Chinese church. In overseas, God has equipped many professional Chinese, given them abundant resources. The mission of China needs to have the three powers together. One is inland Chinese mission and overseas Chinese mission, but also.
这个好像不太像中学的。
It's very difficult to translate. Maybe I'll translate in writing.
没关系，时间关系，要不然的话，我在里面读一遍哈。这个话是我很多年前写的，因为我觉得中国教会呢，中国大陆的教会呢，是威武不能屈的教会。
Because I think that the mainland Chinese church really, they can stand still under threatening, under threats.
许多在苦难中间呢，塑造出来的这些属灵的领袖呢，是我们。非常佩服的一般人。
The leaders and the trial and suffering, they really are examples.
海外有许多的专业人士呢，也不被金钱捆绑，富贵不能赢的一些的一些的。
Many overseas Chinese professional Chinese Christians, they're not corrupted by the luxuries in Western China.
加上所有其他国家的宣道的机构呢，我们可以变成三国合成的神。
Including all overseas evangelical missions, we can be. Unified, the three powers can unify together.
我开玩笑说，如果我现在要写一个遗言的话，就是要这三股神者合起来，然后做做全球的福音工作。
If I really want to write my
will,
and I say I really wish that these three powers can.
这些年我做的事情呢，就是让中国教会和海外的华人教会合起来，然后再去和西方的所有非华人的教会的宣道合作。合起来，然后一起做全球的宣道工作。
The past few years, my mission is to unite the mainland Chinese church and the overseas Chinese church, and then forming partnerships with the international evangelical missions to do work together for the glory of God.
任何一个平凡的人愿意被神使用的话，神都可以做不平凡的事情。
Any ordinary people who want to be used by God can do extraordinary things.
因为在人不能在神凡事都能。
For man is impossible, for God is nothing is impossible.
中国教会、海外教会、不是教会。
So there are three aspects: Chinese church, overseas Chinese communities, and the church actually beyond time and space.
二十一世纪的宣教大局。
This is the three phases for the
first century. 所以主的意思说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
The Lord said to us, that the harvest fields is there's so many harvest fields, but the workers are few.
教会的责任，如果我们不去的话，我们不管我们去不去，我们要去。
Regardless whether we want to go or not, we need to pray to God. Because we don't ask for the few workers.
所以不管我们去得了去不了，我们要为神的国度来求神差派他的
工人。So regardless whether we can go or not, we need to pray to the Lord to send out.
工人是要出去的。
The workers need to be sent out.
收他的庄稼。
Harvest is field.
庄稼是要收起来的，是要做工的。
Harvest needs to be harvested. The field needs to be harvested.
你们中间做的宣教士，也做到刚刚要去塞浦路斯的宣教士，坐在这里。
The missionaries here going to Cyprus.
我不晓得这是不是你的母会啊？
I don't know whether this is your mother church or not.
这么丰富的教会，他出去的话，那根本什么都不应该担心才对，对不对？
Such abundant church, they should be carefree going out.
如果他的房顶都不能在你们教会瑞士到的话，除非是他不要。
If the funding cannot be raised up from our church, unless they don't want it.
我们教会有一个宣教士告诉我说，他说 ，Elder Yu 啊，最多给我75%，不要超过，拜托拜托。
So one of the missionaries says, "Only give me 75%, don't no more than 75%."
因为是把所有的蛋放在一个篮子。
I can't just put all the eggs in one basket.
他也是给他自己一个信心的功课，所以我们教会以后就定了。我们中间出去的宣教士，我们支持到70%。
Missionary only give themselves a task of faith, so they say only 75%.
为了神的国度，当然每一个工作不一样，我不是说每个人这样，我说 up to 75%。
Up to 75%。
直到70%。好，所以工人要出去，我们要求神差派庄稼的主出去要做工，所以要装备好，不是糊里糊涂要去，明天就要走。
I need to ask God to send out. We need to be equipped.Furnish them to
很多人来找我要去短宣，好像马上要给他安排下个礼拜就飞一样。
Some people ask me to go on a short mission trip as if they're going to fly out next week.
这边主说三件事情。第一个，你们要求。
First thing is you need to pray to ask.
第二个 ，commission 工人出去。
Commission the workers out.
去收神的庄稼。
Harvest his field.
这是我们的工作。
This is our work.
因为耶稣说，天上地下的权柄都赐给我了，所以我们才能去，要不然我们去不了。
All authority has been given me. That's the reason why we can't go out.
要不然的话，我们没有办法去的。
Otherwise, we can do nothing.
去是要离开。
Go is to leave.
像亚伯拉罕一样，往哪里去都不知道就走了。
Just to leave as Abraham, leave without knowing where to go.
而且有事情要我们去做的。
And there are tasks we have to do.
所以我们。一定要去，我们不去的话，没有把主的话当成正当成话。
We have to go. But he is one. He is.
我们不是真的遵循主的大使。
So we obey his commandments.
有一句话形容的很好，这个旱风的必不撒种，望云的必不收割。
There's one song says the people who watch the cloud.
因为今天风大，所以今天不能撒种。现在云都很重了，所以现在不能收割。
Watch the cloud, they cannot really harvest.
所以我们永远都不会做。
If you just watch, you bystanders, you cannot do anything.
而且已经该收割了，我们还在睡觉。
So we're sleeping, even sleeping when this harvest time comes.
这是愚羞之子。
This is a shame.
而且懒惰为耶和华行事的必受咒诅。
The sloth will be really hated by God.
禁止刀剑不经血的必受咒诅。
So the curse of people who do not really do God's commandments.
耶稣说，举目向天观看，庄稼已经熟了。
So Jesus Christ says, "Look, the fields are ripe."
要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，求的人也少。
The fields are more, but the workers are few, and then people who pray for this, ask for this, are few.
我已经讲了很久了，我不晓得弟兄姐妹们还有没有继续专心哈。
I have really talked too much.
你愿不愿成为一个求的人呢
？Do you want to be a person who asks?
为着神能够差派他的庄稼的工人去收割他的庄稼。
The Lord can send out His workers.
我们做一个求的人。
Let us be a person.
这个可不可以做得到？可以做得到，好不好？
Okay.
让你们 Rockville Evangelical Mission Church 这么好的名字， 成为一个向神求他差派他的工
程师。The church prayed and asked Lord to send out his workers.
若是你们真的肯这样子下定决心去求的话，你们教会一定会得到。
Finally,
you 不过可能要到中亚洲来找我。
So you have to go finally in Central Asia.
OM 的 founder 哈、这个 George Wovell 这些人现在都变成我的好朋友。他十七岁，他十七岁开始宣教，然后到后来创办一个 OM 有4500人。现在
started the mission since 17 years old. Now he has established an organization about 4500.
他去年过年的时候，他从伦敦打电话给我拜年的。
Called me from London last year.
都非常谦和可爱。
New Year's, very humble.
他说跨洋过海和跨过对接要紧的是去，去使万民做主的人。
Across street, across street, overseas, the most important thing to go.
我在说不是让人家信主而已，要让人家做门徒，所以我们自己必须要是门徒。
Not just believe, but be a disciple for Christ. So we need to be Christ, disciples ourselves.
所以我们跨过对接的马路也是宣教。
So we'll be missionary.
我们也不会说我在这里去参
选过。So we'll just say, here I am.
我们要到海外千里之下呢，其实从自己脚步第一步踏出去开始，所以我们的邻舍、我们的亲友、我们的同学，都是我们第一步的宣教的对象。
1000 miles start from one step on your feet. So all your classmates and colleagues are out there.
所有教会的领袖都会在观察短宣队的人回来之后有没有生命改变。
So the church always watch if the missionary
true. The mission team.
The mission team really have a transformation life.
而且他们回到教会来以后呢，有没有参与教会的侍奉？
They get involved in the church ministry when they come back to the church.
所以最失败的就是短宣队回来，生活没有改变，侍奉没有改变，让大家觉得宣道都是浪费。
The worst mistake, the worst tragedy is the missionary team do not change themselves.
其实也不是他们的错，是我们要继续带领他们，继续训练他们。
The things we need to retrain them.
如果去了十个人的队伍回来一个两个，将来变成宣教士，那这个就投资就太值得了。
Ten people on our team, one or two became missionaries. It was a great investment.
所以我们从骨肉之亲开始，一直到我们的这个这个未得之名，我们能够在福音在中国城市化、全面化，然后净化中国的社会，然后甚至到有一天中国的文化都能够提升。
Starting from our families, friends, and go to the people where.
这才是真正的爱国，这才是真正的奉献。
Urban ministry of Chinese and go to the Christian, the gospel transforming the culture of China, even expanding the culture of China, influence the world. That is really loving the country.
我那时候冠辉可能记得，我当年在教会成立的时候，我做见证的，就是我来到美国几年的时候，都觉得美国的 New Jersey 的东部像是沙漠的荒漠。我在一直向神抱怨，为什么不把我搬到California 去？那边很多教会。
So when the Baptist Church was established, I made a testimony. At the time, I complained to God, to Lord that New Jersey is not a desert.
我一直抱怨了三年。
Send me to the west, to other places, lush places.
我一直抱怨了三年，然后有一天神用这句话责备我。
I complained for 3 years, and God scolded me with this word.
岂不知我要在旷野开道路，在沙漠开道路。认罪悔改。
And rivers in a desperate place.
因为他就是活水的泉源。
He's the source of living spring.
他在哪里，沙漠就是江河。
Wherever he is, the desert will become.
他就是生命的源头。他在哪里，旷野就有道路。
He's the source of life.
所以我就再也不祷告。
Wherever he is, there's a way.
一直流到那里，一直流到现在，流过头了，流太久。
So never complain anymore that I stayed for.
在那个之后，就和同工们一起开始成立了多个教会。
And ever since that I established Baptist Church,
因为相信在神百事都能。
And I believe in that in God.
所以我们可以十七个人成立一个教会，然后到现在神能够差派我们往普天下去传福音。
So 17 people established church. Now we can send people out to all the ends of the earth to preach gospel.
中国教会应该说，我在这里已经参与过。
Chinese church say.
Hey, 流泪撒种的必欢呼，带禾捆回来。
As the psalm says, people who really are campaigns to harvest, to plant, they will be rejoicing.
福音进中国，在中国，出中国。
So the gospel comes came to the world.
自己跑。
going to China, nurturing China and to go out of China as well.
这个昨天晚上我讲到这个 global 啊，就是 global 加 local 叫做 global。
I make up this word global. Point is word global.
所以你们这些 A B C 又可以多学一个英文单词。
We have one new word globally, global and locally.
那我们这包括五个哈，第一个是中国本土的骨肉至亲。
So the first thing is a Chinese, our Chinese fellow countrymen.
最大的无神论国家。那第二个是 Chinese diaspora, 全球分散的中国。这个华人
people scattering all over the world, Chinese people scattering all over.
他们需要比我们大多了，他们没有牧
者，
很多没有牧者，也没有同工。
They don't have a shepherd.
他们第二代更重要，没有人，没有人教养。
Even more important.
他们培养好的话，可以成为跨文化的宣教和传递的。那第四个是 local 就可以做的 local mission.
For the local missions.
第五个，把教会变成一个宣道基地的教会。
Establish church as a strong mission base.
成全圣徒，训练门徒，然后有一天可以差派门徒。
To equip the disciples and train the disciples and send out them.
我送了一个小本子给你们王牧师，就是我们的一个简介，里面包括这五项，就是我们的 contents.
I gave one pamphlet to Pastor Wang.
中国教会有很多的细节，我就没时间讲了。
We have time to go to details now.
领袖培训，中国城市福音化。
Leadership training, organization,
然后社会民工
and also the
中国的社会民工大概将近3亿了
migrant workers about 0.3 billion
偏僻的少数民族很多的宣道机构都去不了
minority people that mission cannot go
然后救灾济孤
and also the orphans and the disasters relief
这一张照片哈，这是我在蒙古照的
the picture I shot in Mongolia
好几个钟头到那边要找了急着帮忙上厕所问那个主人说厕所在哪里他说我们蒙古没有厕所这两个字
okay, so, several hours I just wanted to find the restroom but they said in Mongolia don't have this term restroom
你只要在我羊圈之外都是厕所去吧
restroom outside my the sheep
他们每一家中间距离大概是十几公里二十公里所以很大的厕所
10 kilometers between house to house Lots of restrooms.
那下面左边那个是我们的年轻的短宣队，其中已经有一个读去了宣教，然后又读神学院，两个去了宣教工厂，还有一个将来也要去读宣教。
Okay, young mission short foot mission trip.
那另外是我们教会
，going to the seminary.
一对弟兄姐妹们在那边在学校中间开了一个巴布书店。跟学生们传福音。
So they share the gospel with the students by opening a store.
很多的方式，宣教有很多的好处，很多的方式。
The many ways to.
那我这个当然是到这个少数民族比较偏荒地方去。
So I go to desert place.
训练他们将来向喇嘛人传福音。
To train them to share the gospel to the lamas.
那这边有对大学生的，有对年轻人的，有教英文的，然后有中国教会的。
Open to students, English teaching.Many different aspects.
这个是以前的照片，现在不允许这么大的地方聚会，已经分成了很多小的团体。
It's only a past picture. Actually, now they're not allowed to gather so many people get together.
那这个是中国的512的地震，大家都知道。那个我们教会也是第一时间就赶去现场。
This is the earthquake in May 12th.
然后2:28停在这个地方，在那边祷告。
We pray there.
然后到现场去帮忙
and we help,
然后送医疗车里面带着一些那个紧急救济品
brought the medications, ambulance to there.
然后去慰问这些灾民和教导这些孩子然后在那边去给他们盖学校
to visit the people in disaster and to help set up a school there
我们现在在里面已经盖了3个小学了
we have opened, we have established
然后也盖了一个他们政府许可的教
堂 also build a church that allowed by
the government. 所以我们从这个甘肃往西走。
So we set our foot westward from Gansu province.
我们在帐篷里面暂时聚会，然后给他们盖。
We gathered within the igloo.
所以我们给他们这个是很多事情可以做，给他们买一个水井。
So many things we can do. We bought a well for them.
给他们盖一个篮球场，所以他的球场都来打球。
So we built a basketball field.
和他们一起盖桥。
And
build a bridge. 后面就是
回教室。
然后到新疆去给他们一些穷人，给他们一些东西。
In Xinjiang province, we can bring some relief.
对，宣教在中国很多各个方面，你们都可以做。
There are different aspects.
还没有讲到城市啦、校区啦、 这些工作都还没讲。
Not to mention the school district and then the city.
这是中国的 diaspora， 这是柏林围墙。
So these are the scattered around Chinese people.
这个教会原来就是20多个人，后来我们带了一次受洗18个人，这是我受洗那次，还有一次32个人受洗。
Started from 18 people this church and one time 32 people baptized.
我昨天晚上收到他们执事会主席给我的信说，谢谢我们的帮忙，现在他们教会300个位置都坐满了。
So now, last night I received a letter from them.
这个是他们新教堂。
I said, now they have 300 people.
这是旧的地方。
There's the old place.
这是巴黎的一些教会领袖。
There's a Parisian in Paris.
我们在给他们开系统神学，一些有系统的神学训练。
We have a training of theology, systematic theology for them.
Systematic theology. 那这是带他们的退休会，300个年轻人。
It's the retreat meeting.
这是一个法国的教会，我在法国教会讲到了，当然是有
翻译。
你看他们笑的都比你们的那个放松，你们都太严肃。
They are very relaxed, more relaxed than you.
这是小教会了，我在那边。
In Rome.
上面是罗马，下面是一个新的一个教会，请我们去帮忙。所以海外的华人有许多的需要，我们教会既然神给我们这么多丰富，所以我们就不断的差派人一批的过去训练他们。
So we see Chinese have enormous need, so we keep this.
牧师长老带着主学老师一批的去训练。
Resources to them.
这边都是我们莫斯科布道会，每次布道会我去了两次，大概都是90多100人去的。
Usually, every time 90 to 100 people receive Christ.
是在布达佩斯。
Is in Budapest.
另外还有塞尔维亚、乌克兰的这些我们都没有帮，这是在中南美洲的代表，我们的队伍去。
Central America.
这是中国的西岭，就有这么多的回族同胞啊，
所以要为他们祷告。Muslim Chinese
普世的宣道。各个方面都有许多的需要。
For the Great Commission.
这个我给你们看过，在泰国，在这些地方都有的。这是我穿的裙子。
Thailand, this is experimental.
这是缅甸的男生的最帅的衣服。
This is a handsome outfit for Myanmar men.
我们就在河里面，后面那个河里面给他受洗，旁边还有水牛在灌。
Baptize the people to the river where the buffaloes roaming.
这个是在那个 Rainbow 的军区，去了会打死的那个地方。我们送两个老师进去，帮助他们。
We send two children to the military base where people are in danger of being shot.
这是在穷人区，都是垃圾的，垃圾中间的区域，闻都是臭味的，在这个地方，居然也有。这个师母还有这个传道，他们到那个地方去帮助他们。
Here's the slum where there's rubbish and there's still.
这是什么
？Sharing the gospel.
这是飞机场。
This is the airport.
这是最小的飞机场。
This is smallest airport.
我听你们等飞机等那个半天，到最后飞机不来，说那个山上着火，飞机看不见。
So
下一次飞机来两天以后。
The plane cannot land because of the fire.
这是我们教会在柬埔寨支的一个塔。
This is our planted church in Myanmar, Cambodia.
Cambodia, 这些人都是到庙里面去拉出来的这些佛教徒，然后来这边成立。
These are Buddhist, usually Buddhist believers.
每一个大概花3个月的时间。
So about 3 months for each.
这是土耳其啊。
This Turkey in Sofia.
在土耳其这个地方，我去土耳其这边中国人讲道。
So I went to Turkey to preach.
这是到中国商店里面去，一间一间去传福音。
So sharing gospels from store to store, Chinese store to store.
这边是欧洲，这边是亚洲，一个桥就过去。
So the Asia and Europe look.
这个人绑个袋子。
Across bridge.
因为他那天刚刚被放回来。
This person was released from prison.
他被一大群的土耳其的暴民把他用刀子，抵了脖子，搭到市上要砍头，用土耳其的国旗把他头绑住，说这是。
Was really bound by riot writers and then wrapped up in a church flag saying that he's the dog of the.
警察拿着枪对着暴徒都不管。
And the policeman didn't already care, so they almost got killed.
他都做好寻道的祷告，求主耶稣接受他的灵魂了。
So he almost prayed that God will receive his soul.Just prepare for martyr.
但是旁边有自己土耳其人告诉那个人说：“你这一杀，全世界都知道我们土耳其是暴民国家。” 你这样做不太好。
Well, Turkish people still reminded the writer says.
所以那个人稍微就 hesitate 一下，他们把他抢出来。
Well, think that Turkish people are really a writing country.
他刚刚从警察局被放回来，正好我去访问他的宣道机构，他就坐在我的旁边给我讲他的故事。
So in a moment of hesitation, he was released, and then he was brought back by the policeman, and talked to me about his testimony.
这是迪拜，很漂亮。
This is Dubai, a very pretty place.
但是我去传福音的时候，这些人都是光膀子的，我进去以后再穿起来。
So the time when I entered the place, they were bare backs.
然后就在这个宿舍里面传福音。
So I shared the gospel in the dormitory.
啊，这是非洲我们的合作伙伴。
In Africa, our partnerships in Africa.
啊，本来有 Go International, 但是暂时还没有做，别的我们都在合作。
So we're collaborating with all the other except Go International.
啊，这是 Go International。
啊，
这是中国在非洲的宣教士。
This is missionaries in Africa.
这是欧美的宣教士。
啊，
这是 local 的牧师。
As local missionaries and pastors.
他说回教，他说非洲基督徒虽然很多，但是他们是 wide, long, inch deep, 有一里那么宽，但是事实上只有一英尺那么深而已，非常浅。
There are many Christian peoples in Africa, but they are not well trained and deeply rooted in Christ.
这是我在非洲南非在这边带布道会，然后这是在东边带布道会，这是在埃及他们的神学生
啊 ，training the seminary students.
这些都是埃及人。
These are Egyptian people.
啊，这是中亚洲，我们三个合作伙伴，这边是World Team， 这边是 OM， 这边是Freestar。
Central Asia Kazakhstan and three club partnerships.
啊，这个就是那个韩国教会。
This is the Korean church.
这个墙上是贵妃耶路撒冷。
This is back to Jerusalem fresco posters. Yes.
啊，这个是他们的Astana 他们的新的 capital.
The new capital Astana.
啊，这是新 camp 他们的团队。
Their own team.
啊，这是到了乌兹别克斯坦，全世界第八大的独裁国家。
The eighth authoritarian country was Uzbekistan.
啊，我们只能这些都是艾滋病的孩子。
These people suffer, children suffer from AIDS.
啊，下面是苏俄的聚会，上面的是他们乌兹别克斯坦的聚会。
So two separate gatherings.
我在这边看他们分享，但这个牧师已经死掉了。
This pastor actually died already.
这个教堂已经被关掉了。这个乌兹别克斯坦被政府下令，所有的乌兹别克斯坦百姓聚会的地方全部关掉。
This church was shut down by.
这去年的事情。
Was last year.
啊，我们帮助老人，帮助残障的。
We help the senior, help the handicapped.
啊，这是塔吉克斯坦。
Tajikistan.
啊，所以我这里给五句话给大家。
So give you five sentences.
一本圣经，两个膝盖，三股绳子，四扇的门徒，然后五柄二语。
Three get out three strands of rope, and then the persecuting disciples, five fish, no five.Loaves and two fish.
替我翻译的人都是最痛苦的，所以下来里面安慰他一下。啊，我们在本地也可以做。这是美国归回真神 ，Return to God。我们也为美国祷告。
So we also pray to God. Pray for America.
我们到白宫去。
We went to the White House.
啊，他是白宫的联络人。这是 Louis Bush 是 Ten-Forty Window 的创办人。
This is the founder of.
啊，王永庆。这个韩国教会在加州有8000人。
This Korean church has 8,000 people.
啊，他代表他主任牧师来。
California.
啊，这是归回耶路撒冷的一些工作，从不同的角度。
Back to Jerusalem movement, various aspects.
啊，这些都是成员。
These are the members.
这个人是也 perspective 的一个 co-author， 那个 Steve Coulson.
Steve Coulson of the co-author of the perspective.
啊，这是这个要花一点时间给大家看一下。我发现你们教会还不太知道华人参团大会，12月26号到30号就到了。
You don't know about the. You're not very familiar with the Chinese.
这是为着华人教会宣教，我们请到最好的讲员，还有许多宣教士，还有许多宣教的节目，为着中国教会而办。
It's really for Chinese church to be a good missionaries. We have invited the best people gathered together.
那2007年和2010年，我是大会的主席。
I was the presidential. I presided on the 2007.
就是愿意让中国教会能够合作起来，一起做全世界的宣教工作。
Unite together, Chinese Church.
12月12号之前，还可以报名。
You can still register before December 20.
这个大会呢？25万才能够弥补这个 deficit。
sort of the ambassadors or organizers of this convention needs to raise up about
所有的房租和死者的全部都是转手给对方，根本不经过死者的手，不是死者的收入。所以这一个宣道大会呢，是一个死者我觉得很了不起的地方，愿意为着神的国度呢，负担25万，其实是26万多的一个财务的压力。
So actually, this is an enormous task and burden that they have to show that the 260,000. I hope that many of you can go.
这边小敏会来，但是因为写不下，还有一些讲不在这里。小敏 will come. 我们上次2007年的时候，我把屁屁多多从北到南的一些教会的领袖，大概有100个人聚在一起，让大家能够合作。
So 2007, I gathered the leaders from South, North, West, East together, hundreds of them.
好，下面就结束了。教会从自己的根基开始，这是我们教会的教育楼，所以从mission的基地开始。
So basically, the mission is our educational building. Of our church.
这是我们教会的牧长团。This
is the elders team.
我们 mission trip 呢，就是牧长们先出去。这个是我最喜欢的飞机，探查飞机是不是？什么东西我都开了。Leaders,
they go out first.
对我来说很酷啊。So
then the reconnaissance team.
所以是 mission 的 leader 的 team.
Mission leader team.
那这个是我们的 mission team。我们 mission 退休会的时候。Mission
team.
所以他们是一个队一个队出去 scouting team 或者 short mission team 出去打仗。
They go outside one team after another to fight the battle.
这些都是我们的这个 team member.
These are all team members.
这个是 support 所有的教会所有的侍奉都是来支持普世的宣教侍奉。
All our service and donations, our contribution really serve this great mission.
然后我想要做的就是在各个宣教工厂建立这个中途站 point of presence 在这个
所以庄稼已经熟了，谁肯去呢？所以有这么多的需要，谁肯去呢？我们说不可以，主说可以收割了，再人不能，再成百姓都。
可以收割了。It's time to harvest. 好，时间正好到了。谢谢你们的耐心。Thank you for your patience. 好，相信你们要听到这样子的中在中国教会里面的宣道的报告也稍微不太容易一下。所以希望神的话能够进到你们心里，不是这些图片进到你们心里。
我希望在座有很多人愿意为神的国度祷告，求神差派工人去受他的庄稼。我也希望我们有人为自己祷告，主啊，你若愿意，我在这里，我相信靠你凡事都能。我们一起祷告。主，我们在你的面前，为着中国教会，我们一面感恩，一面向你祈求。
We
in front of you, Lord, and we give thanks and we pray for Chinese Church.
我们求你让中国教会成为一个宣教的国家。
Please make Chinese Christian Church a missionary church.
我们200年来不断的领受。
For 200 years, we have been receiving and receiving.
盼望能够在你来之前，我们成为一个给出去的国家。
We pray that before you come again,
让中国教会成为一个给出去的国家，一个教会。
We can give our blessing, we set our blessing out.
主啊，我们愿意把我们自己献上。
I want to dedicate ourselves to you, Lord.
不论在哪个岗位服侍, 让我们为你的国度祷告。
Regardless of the position, call it a place.
我们求你能够兴起人来。 现在祭坛上。
I want to make us a sacrifice.
我们愿意把你的百姓放在我们的心上。
I want to place your people in our heart.
弟兄姐妹还是闭着眼睛祷告, 我在主面前。
恭敬地为你们三个问题。如果有人愿意的话，你向主举手，然后就放下。第一个问题。也许从来没有人问过你。
你是不是愿意把神所爱的人放在你的心上，开始为他们祷告？I'm willing to place the people in my heart. 求神把那个爱的心给我。
Pray that God will give the
love. 你愿意的话，请你在主的面前举手。
If you want, you raise your actual hand.
好，请放下。第二个。
The second question.
你如果答应的话，你就要真正去做。
If you really, you really want to do that, you have to do it. Really.
你愿意开始。祷告，求神打发工人去收他的庄稼。也愿意照着主的命令开始为这件事情去求。挑战的，请你在主面前举手。为神的国度来求主打发工人去收他的庄稼。你只要专心的求就好。
Just pray earnestly.
Please. 最后一个是我们自己。
Last.
你愿意再把自己奉献？
Do you want to give yourself a sacrifice?
主若许可，
If God willing,
你愿意说我在这里，请差遣。
You want to say, here I am, send me.
愿意的，请你举手。不一定是今天，但是主若愿意，你说我愿意，我在这里。好，请放下。主所有的在你面前的回应，你都看见。就求你照着他们在你面前所许的愿，你就赐下你的祝福和印证。让这一个 Evangelical Mission Church 真正的能够在本地传福音，在远方宣道。是万国得福，是你的荣耀。奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 谢谢。